At least 5 people, including 3 schoolchildren, were martyred and several others injured in a suicide attack targeting a school bus in Huzdar early Wednesday morning, civil and military officials said. The suspected bomber rammed an explosive-laden vehicle into the school bus as it drove past Zero Point near Rixhan Hotel, Deputy Commissioner Yasir Iqbal-T said, adding that the bus was ferrying students to the Army Public School, APS, situated within the Huzdar cantonment. The vehicle was rigged with more than 30 kilograms of explosives, according to the bomb disposal squad. The military's media wing stated that 3 innocent children and 2 adults have embraced Shahadat and multiple children have sustained injuries in the cowardly and ghastly attack planned and orchestrated by the terrorist state of India and executed by its proxies in Balochistan. The ISPR added that India has unleashed its proxies to spread terror and unrest in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa through such heinous and cowardly acts after miserably failing on the battlefield. Soon after the deadly attack, security forces threw a cordon around the area and launched an investigation. Security was tightened in and around Huzdar following the bombing, with checkpoints established and patrols intensified to prevent further attacks. Balochistan Chief Minister Sarfraz Bugti revealed that the intelligence agencies had prior warnings of a proxy strike being plotted by hostile forces. "We could not have imagined such brutality, where innocent schoolchildren would be targeted," he told the media at a hurriedly called presser. "This is the true face of our enemies. Indian proxies are behind this atrocity," the chief minister said, adding that Afghanistan's territory was being used as a launch pad for such attacks aimed at destabilizing Balochistan. Balochistan has been in the grip of a deadly separatist insurgency since the killing of Baloch chieftain Nawab Akbar Bugti in a security operation in 2006. The groups involved in the insurgency are being supported, trained, and bankrolled by the India spy agency RA. Having failed in the Operation Buniyanam Marsus and being hunted by military and law enforcement agencies, these Indian terror proxies are being employed as a state tool by India to foment terrorism in Pakistan against soft targets such as innocent children and civilians, added the ISPR. Use of terrorism as a state policy by Indian political government is abhorrent and reflective of their low morality and disregard for basic human norms, it added. The military further added that planners, abettors and executors of this cowardly Indian-sponsored attack will be hunted down and brought to justice and the heinous face of India will be exposed in front of the entire world. Pakistan Armed Forces with support of brave Pakistani nations stand united to uproot Indian-sponsored terrorism from Pakistan in its own manifestations.